Thank you, Dominic. Track 2. Hidden beneath the restless waves for more than 3 centuries, a ship wrecked off Great Yarmouth carrying a king-in-waiting is finally giving up its secrets.
It went down in less than an hour, its wood twisting and splitting as it careered into the sandbank. A future king was saved, but hundreds drowned, their possessions tumbling with them to the seabed. Soon the clamour and turmoil of death was replaced by the slow settling of the ship on the seabed, still heavy with its cargo and weapons. For more than 300 years it was lost, until 2 Norfolk brothers and amateur divers set out on a mission to find the wreck, and eventually made what has been called the most significant historic maritime discovery since the raising of the Mary Rose. The Gloucester was one of the most famous warships of its day. When it sank in 1862, carrying the future King James II, he was saved from the stricken ship, but up to 250 drowned. Diarist and naval administrator Samuel Pepys watched in horror from a boat sailing in the same fleet. The splendid sailing ship was heading to Edinburgh with the Duke of York, the future James II, on board, plus an entourage of accompanying aristocrats, their servants, and the crew when it hit the sandbank 28 miles off Yarmouth. Within an hour of the impact, early on May 6, 1682, it was gone, along with up to 250 passengers and crew, and almost everything on board, luggage and personal possessions, food and drink for the voyage. But could chests of treasures have survived more than 300 years undersea? For 15 years, brothers Julian and Lincoln Barnwell, who both live in Wroxham, have kept the site of their astonishing discovery secret, only now revealing the story. Their day job is running printing company Barnwell Print in Aylsham. In their spare time, they have explored wrecks and reefs all over the world and found the Gloucester in a list of around 4,000 British shipwrecks. What is so fascinating is that a lot of shipwrecks have not been dived before, and each one has a story, said Julian. For 4 years, they scoured the North Sea, helped by their late father Michael and 2 friends, including former Royal Navy submariner James Little. In 2007, they found a boat on the seabed, its keel split and its hull submerged in sand. Lincoln said, "We were starting to believe that we were not going to find her. We dived so much and just found sand. On my descent to the seabed, the first thing I spotted were large cannon laying on white sand. It was awe-inspiring and really beautiful. It instantly felt like a privilege to be there. It was so exciting. We were the only people in the world at that moment in time who knew where the wreck lay. That was special, and I'll never forget it." Our next job was to identify the site as the Gloucester. The brothers, who took an underwater archaeology course and are honorary fellows in the School of History at the University of East Anglia, went on to make more than 200 dives to the wreck, returning to the surface with navigational equipment, the personal possessions of passengers and crew, clothes and shoes, and wine bottles, some still unopened. The adventure has cost them hundreds of thousands of pounds, and now brought worldwide fame. Lincoln said he was partly inspired by watching the lifting of the wreck of the Mary Rose as a child. Now their find has been called Norfolk's Mary Rose. For 15 years they kept their secret, giving historians time to research the wreck and its treasures and conclusively identify it. A challenge in an area known for its wrecks and shifting sandbanks, which soon make maritime charts obsolete. After finding the wreck in 2007, it was another 5 years before the ship's bell confirmed this was the Gloucester. As the brothers lifted the bell above the water for the first time in 340 years, they knew the last time it had rung out would have been to signal disaster. No human remains have been found, but between 130 and 250 people, of around 330 people on board, are believed to have gone down with the ship. Historians want to tell the stories of those who were lost as well as those saved, and the artifacts recovered. A single wine bottle has already yielded some fascinating historical information. Sealed with the crest of the Leggett family, who were ancestors of the first U.S. President George Washington, the crest was a forerunner to the Stars and Stripes flag. The future king's birth is still buried in the sand, its walls possibly still covered in gold leaf. There are no immediate plans to raise the ship, but a charity has been created to help fund conservation, research, and a permanent exhibition. Professor Claire Jowett of the University of East Anglia is an international authority on maritime cultural history and said the discovery is of global importance. Because of the circumstances of its sinking, this can be claimed as the single most significant historic maritime discovery since the raising of the Mary Rose in 1982, she said. She is helping to curate the exhibition about the Gloucester, which will open in Norwich Castle in February, and believes the discovery will change our understanding of 17th century social, seafaring and political history. Some blamed James for the shipwreck on the treacherous sandbanks off Norfolk, saying the former Lord High Admiral insisted on setting its course and accused him of saving his pet dogs and Catholic priests at the expense of courtiers and the ship's crew. It was a time of tension between the ruling Protestants and the Catholic Church, and when James became a Catholic and married a Catholic princess, he was forced to resign as Lord High Admiral, and there were attempts to prevent him ever becoming king. He barely survived the shipwreck, delaying abandoning ship until the last minute and costing the lives of many who protocol dictated could not leave before royalty. Just before the ship sank, James boarded a small boat with his close friend John Churchill, later the first Duke of Marlborough, and was taken to the safety of an accompanying yacht and on to Edinburgh, where he was due to conduct royal business at the Scottish Parliament, and then bring his pregnant wife back to London in time for the birth of their baby. There was heartbreak here too, as baby Charlotte lived just 3 months, just one of James's many children to die in infancy. Just 3 years after being shipwrecked off the coast of Norfolk, James became Britain's last Catholic king when his older brother, Charles II, died without legitimate heirs. The wreck had tarnished his reputation, adding fuel to anti-Catholic fervour, and he reigned for less than 4 years before being deposed in favour of his Protestant daughter Mary and her husband William. He died in exile in France in 1701. For more than 3 centuries, the Gloucester lay hidden beneath the restless sea and shifting sands of Yarmouth. Now 2 modern-day explorers have made one of the most momentous maritime discoveries just miles from their home coast. Julian said, "When we decided to search for the Gloucester, we had no idea how significant she was in history. There is still a huge amount of knowledge to be gained from the wreck, which will benefit Norfolk and the nation. We hope this discovery and the stories that are uncovered will inform and inspire future generations." See the exhibition, The Last Voyage of the Gloucester, Norfolk's Royal Shipwreck, at Norwich Castle from February to July 2023.